I'm Kathy Werzer. It's Morning Edition here on NPR News. After years of fits and starts, the planned Southwest light rail line from Minneapolis to Eden Prairie now has a clearer path forward. Last night, the Met Council unanimously approved a construction contract for the project. That's after the Federal Transit Administration said earlier this week that the light rail line should be eligible for key federal funding. At a projected cost of about $2 billion, the Southwest Light Rail Line would be the biggest infrastructure project in Minnesota history. And it's been challenged in court. Joining us now to run down the latest is Dylan Thomas. He's the editor of the Southwest Journal in Minneapolis. He's been following this story. Dylan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kathy.
Good. Thanks for joining us. So can we say at this point that this light rail line is a done deal?
Not quite, but it's pretty darn close. What I know is that projects that win this letter of no prejudice from the FTA, that was the big news this week, almost always go on to get a full funding grant agreement. And that's the $930 million that the Metropolitan Council is expecting to help pay for this project.
Tell me about the construction bid that the Met Council approved last night.
So it's going to a team comprised of Lunda Construction Company and C.S. McCrossin. They were the low bidder earlier this year, and they bid $799.5 million for this project. Yesterday, the Met Council voted to award them the contract. As soon as that's signed, they will be ready to start work this winter, although realistically, probably no heavy construction is going to begin until early next year, maybe in the springtime.
Now, I understand that the bid came in months ago. Do you get a sense from last night's meeting that the light rail project could still be built for that amount? I mean, now that you have steel tariffs in place, could that raise the price?
You know, that's a big question for this project. And you have to remember that this was the second round of bidding. Met Council solicited bids last year. And when they came in, the Met Council said they were all too high and that they were non-responsive. And when we poked and asked what non-responsive meant, it basically meant that the contractors broke FTA rules. I don't know if they did so on purpose, but they used some subcontractors that had been involved in preliminary engineering for the project. And that's an FTA no-no. They don't want anyone to have inside information when they bid on a project. So Elaine Chermoff made the decision last year to reject all four of those bids. And when she did that, the cost of the project went up by about $200 million because of steel costs, labor shortage, a number of factors. The price of copper is going to be another big issue for this project because there's lots of electrical wiring.
Another question mark is, of course, the court challenges. What's the latest there?
The Met Council has dealt with one of those court challenges. It settled with Twin Cities and Western Railroad earlier this year. Twin Cities and Western is a freight carrier that operates on part of what will be the future Southwest Light Rail Corridor. And so Met Council has been working with them about how they're going to manage construction and operations. I mean, in a few years, if this project actually gets going, they'll have light rail trains running right alongside freight rail trains in a corridor through Minneapolis. There's a second federal lawsuit. The Met Council won a ruling against the Lakes and Parks Alliance of Minneapolis earlier this year. That's a citizens group that alleges the Met Council violated rules during its environmental review by zeroing in on one route option instead of keeping all options open. As I said, the Met Council won a ruling from Judge John Thunheim at the U.S. District Court in Minnesota earlier this year, but Lakes and Parks Alliance has appealed that ruling. So that's yet to be seen, but as local officials who've worked on light rail point out, Central Corridor, which was the first half of the Metro Green Line project, Southwest Light Rail is an extension of that project, Central Corridor faced several court challenges and was built and opened in 2014.
Can the Met Council still break ground on the project with a lawsuit pending?
From what I understand, yes.
And, you know, refresh our memories here, Dylan. How long has this whole thing been going on?
Well, that's an interesting question. The number that Elaine Chermoff, the Met Council chair, was using yesterday was 20 years. But really, the Met Council has been looking at light rail in the metro area going back to the 1980s. And I think portions of this corridor were identified as potential future transit, maybe even in the years and decades before then. At least 20 years in this specific project, and people have been talking about light rail through this area for a lot longer than that.
I bet they'll continue to talk about it, too. Dylan Thomas, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Kathy.